Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
What's hypnotism? How does it work? And what can it be used for? In the second part of a two-part program on hypnotism, I get hypnotized as I go in depth with Kim Malloy and her son, Scott Malloy. So do you think that one of you could hypnotize me for the radio?
Only if you wanted to be hypnotized.
Well, I think it would be an interesting thing to try. I've never tried it before.
Okay. So it's important that I always do my pre-talk before I hypnotize anyone. We've already mentioned that if, you know, you don't want to be hypnotized, then you can't be. And also, you will remain conscious the entire time. Plenty of people who have been hypnotized don't realize it because they expect to just block it all out and become unaware, and that's just not the case for most people. Many people can only go to lighter stages of hypnosis wherein they don't feel like they're out, and yet they still feel these really impactful post-hypnotic suggestions. So like the man we learned from, Reverend William Mitchell, he would have people come in to stop smoking, and they come back in a couple weeks later and be like, you know, William, I don't feel like you hypnotized me. And he would say, have you smoked since then? And they'd say, no. But the thing is, I don't think you hypnotized me. Well, if they stopped smoking, it was because they were hypnotized. So it's a very subtle thing to start with. So the point of that is that don't worry about asking yourself if you've been hypnotized or not, because at least for some of the lighter stages, you might not be able to tell. If you would please face towards a wall for me.
Okay.
All right. Do I have your permission to lead you through hypnosis?
Sure.
All right. Now, I want you to look at the wall in front of you as though you were looking through the wall at a pleasant, beautiful scene, something that you find appealing. And I want you to look at the scene in a vague, dreamy way. Now, in a moment, the muscles around your lips and face will relax. Your forehead and scalp will relax. The muscles in your neck and in your shoulders will relax. The muscles in your chest and your back will relax. And all the muscles through your torso will relax. Your upper and lower arms will relax. Your upper and lower legs will relax. And all of the muscles in your hands and in your feet will relax. Now in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 20. And on the count, you will close your eyes. And in between the counts, you will open your eyes. And sometime before the count of 20, maybe at 15, maybe at 10, and maybe even by 5, you will allow your eyes to just remain closed. Now, continue staring at the wall in front of you, as though you're staring through the wall, at a pleasing, beautiful scene. Look at the scene in a vague, dreamy way. Now, allow the muscles around your lips and face to relax. Allow your scalp and forehead to relax. Allow your neck and shoulders to relax. Allow your chest and back to relax. Allow all of the muscles through your torso to relax. Allow your upper and lower arms to relax. Allow your upper and lower legs to relax. And allow all of the muscles in your hands and in your feet to relax. Now in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 20. And on the count, you will close your eyes. And in between the counts, you will open your eyes. And sometime before 20, maybe at 15, maybe at 10, and maybe even by 5, you will allow your eyes to just stay closed.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about hypnotism with Kim and Scott Malloy.
In a moment, I'm going to ask you to try and open your eyes. We will do this on the count of 3, but notice right now how relaxed the muscles around your eyes are. They're not going to want to open. You're not going to be able to open them. It's almost as though I've glued them shut. They're just so relaxed. One, your eyes so relaxed that they will not move. Two, almost as though they have been glued closed. Three, try to open your eyes but find yourself unable to do so. Go ahead and try. Very, very good. Stop trying. Very good. And allow yourself to become more and more relaxed. Is it okay if I touch your wrist? Do not, if that is okay. Very, very good. I'm going to do that now. So I'm going to take your wrist. I'm going to lift up your arm. Go ahead and let it be limp for a moment. Just let it be limp. Let your arm go limp. Very, very good. Very, very good. Now lock your elbow. Very good. Lock your shoulder. And in a moment, I'm going to give a pull on this arm. And when I do, it will become like a steel rod. Steel rod. Very good. Like a steel rod, if I were to try and push down upon it, it would bounce right back up into place. Bounce. Oh, very, very good. Very good. Now in a moment, I'm going to ask you to try and lower your right arm, but you will find that you are unable to do so because like a steel bar, it is fixed and strong in place. On the count of three, I'm going to ask that you try, but find yourself unable to lower your arm. One, like a steel bar, trapped in place. Two, like a steel girder, unmoving. Three, try but find yourself unable to move downwards. Go ahead and try. Go ahead and try. Very, very good. Stop trying. Loosen your elbow. Loosen your shoulder. Let your arm go limp, limp, limp. And I'm going to drop this back into your lap, and when I do so, that action will cause you to go deeper and deeper into this nice, relaxed state. Very, very good. Nice and relaxed. Now, in a moment, I'm going to ask you to count from 10 down to 1, and between each number, I'm just going to say the word deeper, and this will allow you to become more relaxed and fall deeper and deeper into this nice, relaxed state. Please count from 10 down to 1.
10.
Deeper.
9.
Deeper.
8.
Deeper.
7.
Deeper.
6.
Deeper.
5.
Deeper.
4.
Deeper.
3.
Deeper.
2.
Deeper.
1.
Deeper. Very, very good. Very good. Now twice as relaxed as you were just a moment before. Nice and relaxed. Now, in a moment, I'm going to bring you back out of hypnosis. I will do this by counting to 5, and on the count of 5, you feel great. You feel like you've had a nice, restful nap. You feel clear-headed and ready for the rest of your day, whatever it is that you have to do. You feel so refreshed and so good, like you've just had a nice 2-hour nap. 1, starting to emerge from hypnosis. 2, energy starting to return to your limbs. 3, feeling better and better. 4, your eyes starting to open. 5, wide awake, feeling well rested, like you've just had a 2-hour nap, ready for the rest of your day. How do you feel?
I feel great.
Good. How long did you feel that was?
How long did I feel that was?
Mm-hmm.
7 minutes.
I didn't time it. What do you think, Mom?
No, it was more like 20.
So that's
Yeah. That's one of the big things is you lose track of time. It feels like a short period.
Oh my goodness.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about hypnotism with Kim and Scott Malloy.
Did you try to open your eyes? Did you have a hard time opening your eyes at that point when he was asking you to?
I didn't want to.
Yeah, and that's part of it. It's giving that up and not wanting to. It's like, was your conscious brain saying, oh, I can do it if I want to?
Yeah, but I would have to be forced. I mean, right. I would have to force it. I felt like I didn't really want to, and I forced it. I mean, I wanted it to work, and so I was engaging. I could see if I resisted.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't work.
Right.
I didn't have to fully engage intellectually and try to follow every suggestion. But it was harder to keep my eyes open at the beginning. I was almost resisting because you said I would start closing my eyes. And my eyes just wanted to go away, you know, just close
down. I noticed
that
your eyes were closed right away. So you're actually a good subject.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
There are different suggestibility tests that we have people do. And one of them is actually, go ahead and roll your eyes up like you're trying to look up through the back of your head. Okay, mm-hmm. Good. What you look for is how far back they can roll the eye and how much of the white of the eye you see. And the more whites of the eyes you see, the better subject they make as far as suggestibility. The other one, another thing that you can do is I want you to go ahead and I want you to hold your hands out. I want you to put them together, put your palms together. I want you to go ahead and put your fingers, wrap your fingers together in a fist. Okay, I want you to stare at your thumbs, and I want you to feel how the palms of your hands are being sucked together. I want the palms of your hands are being sucked together. It's like no matter what you do, you're not going to be able to take them apart. They're getting together. They're going, getting stuck together tighter and tighter and tighter and tighter and tighter, and no matter what you do, you can't take them apart. They don't want to come apart. They want to stay together. They're stuck like glue, stuck like glue, stuck like glue. No matter what you do, you can't take them apart. Can you try taking them apart? Stop trying. Okay, now you're able to let go. You're able to let those fingers relax, and you're able to open your hands.
That was pretty amazing. So I'm under still some suggestion.
This actually is a positive sign that you are a good hypnotic subject, because your subconscious is listening and accepting and allowing yourself to follow the suggestions.
Wow, yeah, and some of it was very interesting, too, as you were saying, to relax. It's like I don't tell myself to do that. And it was like, because we just keep pushing. And then so by saying to do that, it was just like, I don't know, it took me into a whole different place. Not as much mentally as physically. Mm-hmm. I felt much looser and much more relaxed. And I mean, you were telling me to relax.
Right.
But you were also allowing yourself to relax.
Because I had permission.
Right.
Or,
right.
You know, you were wanting me to. And it's so often in our lives that we don't have that permission. I'm supposed to be, well, I am working. But you know what I mean?
Right.
I'm supposed to be.
Go, go, go. Right. Always on. Right. And with the hypnosis, that suggestion is put in there. Your subconscious accepts it. You start to relax all your muscles. It brings down your heart rate, brings down your blood pressure, reduces cortisol levels. So it has a very positive effect on your body, too. That's why so many people feel rested when they come out of it. Now, there are a few that you are positive suggestion that we do afterwards. As soon as you come out, we say, that felt great, didn't it? You feel so rested. It's a little bit more positive reinforcement that you feel really good. Because some people go down really deeply, like my daughter Megan, and when we bring her back up, we have to make sure that we do a little bit of extra reinforcement that she's awake and she feels great, because you can get a hypnosis hangover that just makes you feel tired.
Well, you had me so deep, to me, I don't know, mm-hmm. Did it seem deep to you?
I noticed when your hands relaxed, I noticed when your mouth relaxed, and I also noticed that you're breathing. Slowed down and the tension left your shoulders. So I could tell, and especially since your eyes closed so quickly, that you know you were relaxing and you were going into that subconscious relaxed state.
Well, yeah, when you said relax, your face was like, we don't do that. Who knows how silly I look with a relaxed face? But I, you know, since I know you, I didn't care. But it was, that was really interesting that social conventions don't relax your face, because we have to have this mask that we carry around. Okay, so now, once you've got me doing these other things and not pulling my hands apart or relaxing or whatever, then I'm caught up in a positive feedback with respect to suggestion. And so if I tell, you know, if you knew, and I should have told you this before, but I'm ADD, I have a hard time focusing. Mm-hmm. I have a really hard time focusing. And so then you could take that and you could say, help me focus, just like you could help me hold my, you would tell me to hold my arm straight or tell me to hold my hands together. Does that work? Is that how it works for things like smoking or something you have a problem with sleeping?
There's a couple of different people do it differently. A lot of them make their money by doing what is called aversion therapy. When they have you underneath, they take you on sort of a journey using words that are visual, auditory, and feeling, so they kind of hit all the senses. Because not everybody responds to the same one. Some people are very visual and they see whatever image you tell them to. Me, what I respond to is things like more sensory type things. Some people respond to what you hear. But we walk them through a picture of taking them to what they look like in their hospital bed as they're dying from cigarette smoking. And so it's called aversion therapy, so that every time, it's like with weight loss, there's one script where you have them get in the vision, in the mind, the different foods that they really like that they really shouldn't eat, and they visualize it in a garbage can that's full of garbage and maggots in there, and they talk about the smell and that. And so that way, every time they come across those foods, they don't want to eat them. There are other people who do hypnosis differently, where, like with cigarette smoking, take you back to the first time you ever took that first long inhale on a cigarette, and what feelings went along with that. What was going on in their life at that time that felt so good and helped that they keep revisiting that with the cigarettes, and then helping them to replace that feeling of anxiety reduction or happiness or, you know, just a sense of belonging with a, you know, with something else besides dragging in on the cigarette. And that's where they start introducing post-hypnotic suggestions that are reinforced, like every time, you know, they get into the car and there's a post-it there that, you know, has something on it that's, you know, that says breathe. Because a lot of smokers, what it is it's anxiety why they get started. So if they take that big breath in and they let it out and relax totally on the way out, that becomes their own mind-body connection that replaces the cigarette. So depending on what hypnosis person you go to, they will do one of two different things. Usually the aversion works really well. The first day they'll walk out, they won't smoke again. You see them again in 3 days just to reiterate, and not walking through the aversion again, but just putting them back down and reinforcing the suggestion about the replacement for the cigarette. And then see them again a month later, and that's just to kind of do a double check and see if there was something with stress or anxiety that you needed to work on that will then still support not smoking.
It's pretty clear to me how that worked with me, and I can see the potential, and I can see the potential of what I would get out of it. What do you both get out of it? After that, do you get something from each individual? Is there a feeling, a learning process? Is there something positive for you when it's over? Is there just a general feeling about the practice? And
for me, it's just the opportunity to help somebody. I'm a nurse, and so it's always been about helping people, being a caretaker. So when I help somebody take away their pain, I reduce their anxiety, I help them do better on an exam, that's the feedback for me, the positive reinforcement for me, because I feel good because I help somebody else feel better, do better, cope better with life. That's pretty much it. I just find it a fascinating field. I wish I'd have discovered it sooner, so I would have already been in practice and actually had a real practice for like 5 or 10 years, because it's amazing what it can do to better people's lives.
What do you get out of it, Scott?
I think that my mother pretty well hit the nail on the head with that. Once again, one of the things I love about hypnosis is just the great potential that's out there, you know? It's like with the different people I see so far, one of the things I get out of it is I can, you know, refine and see what it is that I can do, you know? Can I make her headache go away? Can I make them not need that nap this afternoon? And so the potential to get better and better and learn how to make really large differences in someone else's life. You know, we have enough things that that mess us up as we go through, right? Like, there are enough bad experiences that may change our lives for the worst, you know? As much as I can, I like to think that someone is better for having known me or better for having had this interaction. And hypnosis is such a targeted version of that.
Thanks to Kim and Scott Malloy for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.